Hey everybody, welcome back to the Breakthrough Podcast with your girl Tiffany. So it is Wednesday morning, it's August 3rd, 2022, and I just wanted to come on here because I have been, honestly, I'm just put it out there, I've been working on myself recently, and when I say working on myself, definitely with the guidance of God, because I think for a long time I have been kind of just not really taking care of myself the way I need to, and I know I talk about self-care on here all the time. I know I talk about being yourself, knowing yourself and everything like that. But truth be told, I have been working on just what Tiffany needs to do, understanding who Tiffany is and just being okay with who I am, what I'm called to do, and just everything that concerns me. I think for the longest time, I just was trying to be other people. I was trying to do what people do. I was trying to keep up with the Joneses, as they would say, or just keep up with people in general. Even down to when I was a kid, trying to dress like everybody, trying to act like everybody. It's like, I don't do any of that. I don't fit in. I don't talk like anybody. I don't act like anybody. I do act like some people. I'm not gonna lie. Definitely say there's a lot of people around me that I do act like, which is not a bad thing, but I'm saying like on the verge of, I'm trying to be them. That's not me. I'm staying in my lane, understanding like myself more and more each day. And I think up until recently, I was trying to run from that. I've been trying to run from so much, like trying to run from all the problems I have faced over the years, run from just issues as far as like how I think mentally, how I look at myself, how I feel about myself, what I'm doing in the kingdom of God. Like, it is so much that I was running from and just trying to, you know, just stay away from, or not trying to include when I'm like talking about different things. But in this time, it's just like, you can't hide. You can't keep things, like try to play like it's one thing, but it's really something else, if that makes sense. So this morning is mainly just to let you guys know that I have for the past like almost a year been really working on myself, understanding who I am. I understand I'm very different. I'm not like anybody else. I'm not called to be anybody else. I have been getting a lot of teaching. I've been studying a lot of different things concerning like mental health, self-care, especially when it comes to, I say spirituality. I don't know how people feel about it, but like my relationship with God, definitely just studying and seeking him in different ways I never sought him before, and like really coming to understand how to like eliminate a lot of the issues that I face daily, even if it's just like me learning one day at a time and different things like that. So if anything, I encourage everybody to really begin to work on yourself and understand yourself better. You know what you like, you know what you don't like. Like, I could say I definitely don't like, I don't like being outside with a whole bunch of bugs and stuff like that. I could sit outside all day long, but bugs and stuff flying around and it being hot outside, that's just a no-go for me. Now, I do like to sit outside when it's cool, when it's cold. I love fall. Fall is my favorite. Fall and summertime is actually my favorite time of the year. Summertime, because you know, I sit at the beach and I chill, be by the water and get that nice little sun, you know what I'm saying, get that skin a little darker, you feel me? And then like fall is just cool, crisp air. It's just like you could tell when the season changed, and it's just like pretty to see the leaves change the colors, the red, the orange, the yellow, and the green colors. And it's just so like, I don't know, it's just so beautiful. And then like the atmosphere just changes, and then it's like pumpkin spice season, it's fall festival seasons, and it's the we say the spooky movies and everything like that, but you know, just movies to sit around and get your little cuddle on, you know. I know me and my nieces, we always used to watch movies around this time of year together. Like, that's one thing I do miss when they were little, because you could do so much with them, and the option of no wasn't really there, you know. But now it's like, no, I don't feel like doing that. It's like, okay, you know, it's all right, you gotta do it. But just that atmosphere. And I remember when I was a little girl, how I always loved fall. Like, fall was my favorite time, because like we're going back to school, and that first month is always like readjusting back to the schedule, and you know, you gotta wake up at a certain time, go to bed at a certain time, you gotta eat your breakfast, gotta get your school supplies, your school clothes and everything like that. And then October hits and it's just like, oh, we officially in fall. But fall really pretty much hits in like August. It's so hot in August and September, but like fall don't start in honestly, it really don't start in October if you really pay attention. Like, the leaves start changing, like, really in August. If you really pay attention, leaves start to change in August. So like I said, I just like the season change or anything like that, but I understand, like, that's me. I understand, like, I like the change of the weather. Winter is not my favorite, but I do like the cold weather. I like it when I'm in the house and I'm bundled up in a blanket and I can read a book, I can watch a movie, I can watch a TV show, like, whatever that is concerning, that's what I like to do as far as, like, wintertime and a little bit of spring, not too much, but a little bit of spring. So yeah, like I said, just learning me, learning that I still like to get my hair done and look nice. I've been working on, I know you guys are probably like, this is so random, but it's just things that I've been learning about me that I think is really helpful to share, because, like, we all know there's certain things that we love to do, we like. Like, there are certain festivals I like to go to. Like, there was a sunflower festival last weekend, and I missed it. I was like, no, I could have been frolicking in the sunflowers. Like, that is something, like, I really want to do. It's actually in the area where I live. I'm about an hour away, and it's like a big sunflower field, and then it's like a lavender field too, y'all. So I'm definitely going to look into that, because one of my plans for the fall time is definitely to travel and to do, like, you know, like, little, like, go out into nature, like, do the mazes and stuff like that, go find the waterfalls here in Virginia, go to the different festivals they have going on, like, that lavender field. I'm really trying to find that, because I'm like, I feel like it would just be so nice to be surrounded by lavender. Like, lavender is calming, it's relaxing, it gets you in a pleasant mood, like, all that stuff like that. So really understanding, again, who I am, I love to like, festivals and going out into the nature and being around different people at times, not all the time, but at certain times. And I've been fighting to get to this taco festival, you know, because Virginia Beach and then the Norfolk one, I think they canceled. I don't know. Like, it's just so much going on. But anywho, I'm going to find me a festival to go to, y'all. But like I said, just learning myself, I still like to get out and go do things. I don't want to sit in the house all day. There are certain times I do like to sit in the house. Preferably on the weekend. Sometimes I do like sitting in the house. I do like to kind of do my deep cleaning on the weekend and get everything ready. Still in the process of getting the house to where I definitely wanted to be, so working on that as much as possible. The house really doesn't have a lot to do. It's just like, to actually do certain things, it's like, ooh, that requires a lot of energy. It's almost like wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and get started, and by 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, you got everything finished. So writing down that stuff, like writing down the goals and the plans and the dreams that I have, like writing down certain goals for the end of the year. Definitely one of my goals for the end of the year is to be debt free, and I'm really claiming that. I'm claiming to be debt free because there's a lot of things I need to do as far as ministry, as far as family, as far as business. So I want to be debt free so I can make financially sound decisions. I want to be financially free to do what I want to do. Of course, that's where business comes in, building different things like that. Looking into different classes I could take, get into different things, talk to people, finance and everything like that. So guys, I'm definitely working on a lot and just learning to take my time. And I think that's the biggest thing as far as me, because I'm a person, like, I be on the go, like, go. I need it done right here, right now. But I'm slowly learning, like, that's not life. You can't rush everything. So really taking my time as far as that. I want to build the podcast back up. I think I was doing a podcast episode, like, every week, even if I was just, like, recording them back to back and just releasing them every week. I had something down. So I want to be more consistent. I think consistency is another thing that I'm working on myself with. And I think a lot of us are working on it as well. It just gets to a point sometimes where it's like you're consistent for a little bit, and then it's like, let me fall back and take a minute to rest and relax, and then you rest and relax, and then you know, and then by the time you know, you got a whole season one done of Netflix or Hulu, because I've been watching some new shows, you guys, so you know, I'm excited. I'm like, okay, I get some time to relax and wind down after my long day. One thing I do is when I get home, and we both do this, we watch our videos on YouTube or something like that, or I watch an episode or two of one of the shows I like to kind of calm down for my day. I'm a QMHP. I'm a counselor. Okay, so let's just go into that real quick. So I am a counselor. I have my master's degree in Christian counseling, and then I have a bachelor's in psychology. Through the state of Virginia, I am licensed as a QMHP, which is a qualified mental health professional. I can counsel adults and children in their home. So for adults, I do mental health skill building, which is to teach them daily, like, living skills, open up a bank account, job interviews, applying for jobs, getting to work on time, finding housing, being mentally stable as far as depression, anxiety, PTSD, different things like that for adults. For children, is going into their homes and teaching them how to cope with depression, anxiety, how to cope with how their parent is telling them to do something, go ahead and do it and don't talk back, like different things like that. But that's what I do. And I lost my train of thought. Jesus, I don't know where I was going with that one. Hold on, y'all. Let me revert back. Where am I? Where was I starting with this? I just drew a whole blank. Oh no, why did I bring that up? It'll come back to memory. I'm sorry, you guys. So, Lord have mercy. I really don't know why I went to that. Okay, so it'll pop back up. Lord, let that come back. Because I just, see, that's what be happening. Just trying to get everything done and trying to stay so much. And I just lose my train of thought. But regardless, if you guys don't know, like I said, I am a counselor. Maybe that's where I was at. I'm a counselor. And just learning different things as far as just life and how to balance that. I think I was talking about rest. So even when I come home and resting from, yep, that's where I was. Okay, there it goes. See, I know it's gonna come back. Y'all just bear with me. It's early in the morning, you know, it's early. so just learning to rest at the work, leaving work at work, don't bring work home. Honestly, learning to do that, especially on my way home from the ride. I do travel kind of far and near at times for work. So just learning to not bring that home with me. And there are a lot of situations where I do have to make sure I document. I make sure that I'm checking and understanding what's going on. Because some of the situations that they face, you know, is a little hard at times for them. And to make sure that they know they had that support and that care that is much needed to get through what they're going through. Like I said, I teach adults and children coping skills, different things like that. So to keep them mentally stable as much as possible, it's not really me doing it. It's just more like teaching. Teaching and showing that love and compassion that's real, that you do have support, you do have somebody that cares. If anybody knows, you definitely need somebody to be there and care for you. You need that connection. We talked about that in a mental health live I did last week. We talked about connection is so important. So allowing the people that I work with to know they have a connection and that they're loved and cared for, and to push them to, you know, reach their goals. We also do goals for them as well in services. So I'll talk about that in a whole another podcast. But like I said, just learning to rest, learning not to be so overwhelmed and worked up about so much. Even me down to cooking dinner. I cooked a lasagna the other day, y'all. You know, I did a little chum-chum. So what I'm learning, I know some half of y'all probably like, hey, you don't know how to cook a lasagna. Look, I'm still learning how to cook other stuff. I know how to do a steak and do some ribs, shrimp, chicken. I know how to do stuff. I know how to do stuff along the lines of that. But when it comes to actually like looking at a recipe and doing it, I'm learning that way as well. I don't know how to do everything. Let's be for real. I didn't pay attention when, you know, my grandmama and my mom was in the kitchen cooking dinner. I wasn't. And I'm looking now like, okay, so this is what it takes. Like, it really is one of them things. Like, I really would have to, like, go to a store, get what we need, and come and cook it early in the morning to have it ready. You know, like, just in case I'm not home one day and it's like, okay, dinner is already ready, you just, you know, pick it up, eat, all that stuff like that. So like, even now I'm looking like I got time before I have to leave to go ahead and just cook a little something, and then it'll be ready by the time Rodney will get home and he got something to eat. Because I know today I had to go, I have a long work day, so it's like that way you have food ready when you get home. You know, I'm learning, you know, we learn our household, so I'm learning my household, and just being okay in general with just what I got going on. I don't try to compare myself to anybody anymore. I was comparing myself for a while, especially when it came to like being married and what else, like having children, having a business, going forward in life and different things like that. Like, I was doing so much comparison, but I wasn't looking at like how far I was in life. And I was able to look at all the situations around me, all the marriages, all the parenting, ministry, businesses, just a self outlook in general. And I was further along than where a lot of people at the time, I guess, of my age or, you know, different things like that, they were. So to be able to like look and take in and like, okay, this works, okay, that don't work. That's what I've been blessed to have for like the last couple of years. I watched for years people get married. I watched for years people start their business. I'm just like, man, like, when is my turn? Like, what am I doing? Like, oh my gosh, you know. But I'm learning that, you know, I had opportunity to kind of look and just see just the different things, and to be able to observe people from the beginning and to the current point they are now, and to be okay with that. People are watching me from where I was to where I am now, and it's like to hear people say like, wow, have you really like grown and changed? It's like, oh gosh, like, you know, was I that bad? But no, I know they definitely are saying like this, just a change around, and just see the growth. How I don't say everything I feel at times. Somebody may around me may say it, but I'm learning to just, you know, quietly just deal with that. Those thoughts, I definitely would say that, because I'm learning that everything doesn't need a response, and sometimes it's just better to, you know, it's a time and place for everything. I'm learning for myself. Like I said, this is all about, I'm just saying what I'm learning, what I'm experiencing. I'm not forcing nobody to do anything, but just to encourage, like, learn you and know when it's time to take a break. Know when you need to have a moment of relaxation. Know when you need to get up and do some work. Know when you need to work on the goals that you have written down, you know. So it's just all of that into, like, it's just all of that, honestly. And being okay. I think comparison is really a big thing that keeps people from really moving forward. And I think also expectations. So when I say comparison, it's like you compare your life to everybody else's. It doesn't look like that. And your life is not supposed to look like everybody else's. Like, first point blank and period, your life is not going to look like nobody's life unless you try your hardest. But be you, like, be the sunshine in the cloudy day or rainy day. Like, be different. Don't go with the flow of people's attitudes and how they feel. Don't take on all that pressure and just allow yourself to be consumed. Really take time to, okay, this is good, or okay, like, this is life, and, you know, this is what I got going on right now, but God's blessing me, I'm good. You know, you got to look at different things like that point of view. Expectations, when I say that, like, I expected to be married by like 25, kids, all my kids before 30. I'm just getting married, just about to have kids, you know, so it's like everything has really changed drastically. My expectations was changed, which is a good thing, because it showed me how to talk to people about, okay, look at your expectation. Is it realistic? At the point where I was at 25, probably could have, 5 years later, almost 30. So yeah, I probably could have started with children. Got married, then had children, and it probably would have been working. But honestly, looking at how I was, you know, like trying to balance the mental piece and get things in order and find a secure job and everything like that, it, you know, it probably would have been a little more difficult. And I know people experience that every day, but I'm really determined to have things, have a different standpoint and different, where I am differently in life. I want to be able to have a better secure job. Now, I can get a secure job and then the job, I'm let go. Like, that's possible too, but it's like to really, like, either the business is going to come up and that's going to, you know, handle, you know, so it's like so many different things, like trying to think about and work on everything like that to, you know, where I want to be far as when motherhood comes along, you know. But just learning that one day at a time, I'm developing a routine better for myself daily, and I think that's going to help change a lot of the outlook on like what I have going on in life. And I know I'm gonna have to adjust it at times, because every day I may not be able to do this routine, but so far doing it has been helping, even though it's like probably like a couple of days of doing it. But just seeing that change and just have to push and just make sure I do it as much as possible, take the walk around the neighborhood, spend that time just talking and releasing things out that I need to, just really getting my thoughts and my mind in a place where it needs to be, you know. So like I said, just learning and taking one day at a time, not trying to compare myself to nobody, because I'm, you know, when you really realize what people are going through, it's like, okay, I was trying to compare myself. It's like, let me just stay in my lane. Let me stay where I'm at, because I'm good over here. I'm happy. Ain't nothing really going on far as like situation wise. Not saying like life is not going to hit you with different things at times, but it's like, I'm good where I'm at, you know. But I think that's it for this morning, you guys. Like I said, I just really honestly, over the last few years, even since I started this podcast, almost going on like what, 4 years now, because I think I started in 2019 or 2020, I don't know, but going on, this is year three. Yeah, I think it's going on year three of podcasting, and I really want to take it to that next level of where I'm more consistent and just, you know, doing better with that. So definitely should be here for me every week. I definitely want to put people on to the podcast more. So people who ever want to join, just let me know. I think I've had a couple of guests on here, but I don't think those episodes ever got uploaded, just due to just timing and just different things we talked about. you know, it just wasn't the right time for everything. So definitely want to have some people come on, but I'm excited for the journey. And also, you guys, my YouTube channel, I'm getting that back up and running as well. I want to do a lot of just content, far as like I said, I'm working on me, growing me, and just understanding myself. So it's just getting to that point of just getting it done. So I think if I start my day early, like I've been working on, it'll definitely like come up and I'll be exactly where I need to be. So I see it, I just need to work on it and do it. So we're gonna see in the next, well, we got half the year left, we're in August, so we got about 5 months left of this year. We just started August, so we just gonna work and do what we gotta do. By December, you guys should definitely have a huge update from me, like, oh, you guys, this is da 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 da. So yeah, anyway, so I think that wraps up this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know I was a little over the place, you know, because I lost my train of thought for a second. I do that from time to time, and that's okay too. I'm learning. It's okay. Just keep going. I took a moment and I just, you know, kind of regrouped my thoughts, but I got it together. But I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Like I said, stay tuned. It's a lot of good things coming, and I'm just excited to share life. So see you guys in the next episode, and also be on the lookout because I may start recording videos of the podcast as well to upload. So be on the lookout for that. Thank you guys for listening. Subscribe, share, comment, leave a rating in on the podcast and let me know how I'm doing. If you guys want some different topics or subjects talked about, please let me know. All right, talk to you guys in my next episode.